And what page are you on?
Page 329. We read yesterday, we quoted from a book called She'erit Yisrael from Rabbi Yisrael Dov of Alevnik, that the punishment for Pgam Abrit is losing the Emunah. Validei she'me'abedet ha'emunah, hu me'abedet ha'tfilah. That's what Rav Arush is saying. When someone, through losing his Emunah, he loses tefillah, because the Emunah is tefillah. Like Rav Arush brings many, many places. Ma'abed kol akesher im Hashem. Might say he loses all his connection with Hashem. The kol is there aledei pgamei ha'inayim upgamei ha'machshava. All this comes when someone blemishes the eyes and blemishes his thought. Like the tzaddik of Volodnik says, shaledei ze lo yechol yitpalel. V'zo lo shono. That's what he says for the one. Aledei ayin ra'a v'lev chomed ba mekor kol haklipot kulam. Through the eye sees and the heart covets. So through eye sees in a heart covets, all the husks come from that. And through this, they don't let the person go into Heichal HaMelech, the chamber of the king, with prayers and holy speech. Shehen hema hechalot de malka. That's the chambers of the king, the place of a prayer. Ukshebalich nosbaim. And then when a person comes to do Igboledut, after he looked at the whole street on the way to the Igboledut, then he put into his brain bilbulim, confusions, machshavot zarot, lots of foreign thoughts. Velo sagi shehem anichim nichnos v'echal hamelech batzmo. Not only they don't let him go into the chamber of the king itself, they don't even let him come to the chatzar hamelech, not even to the entrance to the chatzar. Olech? It's trembling and very frightening to read the holy words of the Rav Valadik. You see from here, shiru levad mamash, even just thinking bad thoughts of women, pogem ba'adam pgamim noraim, blemishes in the person, very, very horrible blemishes. The onesh hagadol beyoteru, and the biggest punishment is that a person loses his emunah, he loses the power of prayer, which we said is the strongest power that a person has in the world, and he loses his connection with Hashem, which is the worst punishment. You don't need anything; it's the worst thing. Lachem, therefore, kol echad sherotze lachus al nafsho. Each one wants to have mercy on himself and his nefesh. Chayav ladat, he must know shekol achayim tluim b'shmirat ha'enayim. The whole life depends on guarding the eyes. אתה חייב למסור את הנפש שלך בתפילה על זה בכל יום ויום. You must have מסירות נפש in prayer every single day about this. כי פגם הברית סוגר לאדם את שערי התשובה. אז פגם הברית, לא משנה לברית, closes for a person all the gates of תשובה. וקשה לו מאוד לחפר על זה. It's very difficult to תשובה, to atone for that. כמו שכותב הצדיק מבולודני, continues and he says, מי שפגם בלשון הרע, שכמעט אין לו תשובה. Someone who blemishes Lashon Hara, he hardly has any תשובה. It's very difficult for him to do תשובה. וכן על אבון פגם הברית, שאמרו גם כן רבותינו ז"ל, שאין לו תשובה. And the same thing about פגם הברית, our sages say that it doesn't have תשובה. Like it says in the Zohar, דלת לי תיובתא, כי אם בחילה דתיובתא. He doesn't have תשובה, unless he does a big, big תשובה. כן? אבל היה תפילה. מה? מפחיד, אה?
What does he talk about the good things?
We talked about it by the end of the book almost.
You have to wait till the end?
We're at the end of the book. שברית הלשון וברית המאור מכוונים זה כנגד זה ואין לנו כיפור מכפר. And the only tshuva a person could do, only fixing, is to a lot of tefillah. There's nothing else. To stand in front of Hashem and ask for His mercy, right? It's all good. All helps. Definitely. But ikar, to fix, change, the person is to along tefillah to go out of the bed. Tefillah to guard the eyes. And if someone davens every day, half an hour a day, and Shmirat Ha'Einayim, and Shmirat Ha'Einayim, even if he blemishes, he doesn't have to worry anymore. Why? Because he does what he can do. He does it. What else can he do? We're not in charge of what we're doing. We're in charge. We're not in charge of the results. We're in charge of what we need to do in the world.
Yeah.
So I'm davening. That's the only power I have to do. I can daven. If Hashem wants, He'll give it to me. If not, so what can I do? I'll try to guard my eyes if I do. I'll do tshuva the next day and I continue on. I won't beat myself up and say, you see, I'm such an idiot, I'm so bad, I'm so this, and become sad because of it. I know I daven. Tada rabba. I did gamma and nine. I'll do tshuva, I'll daven more. No worry, no worries. And Shammai, no one judge me for that. Hashem doesn't judge a person more than what he can do. What can he do? He can only daven. רואים מדבריו הקדושים שהעיצה העיקרית והיחידה היא להתפעל. You see from his holy words that the main advice and the only advice is to pray. להרבות בתפילה ותחנונים מעומק הלב, to do a lot of prayer and pleading from the depth of the heart, שיעורר את עצמו להרגיש את הסכנה, he will arouse himself to feel the danger, ולהרגיש שהוא צועק על נפשו, and to feel that he's yelling for his life. שאדם יתחנן על נפשו ויאמר לקדוש ברוך הוא, person should beg for his life and tell the Lord, תרחם עליי, have mercy on me, ותן לי את הכוח לא לחטוא יותר, give me the power not to sin anymore. כל יהדותי תלויה בתיקון הברית. The whole Judaism depends on this, on תיקון הברית. Give me the כוח to nullify this taiva, give me the זכות not to sin anymore. Person has to know, a lot of times, person is sleeping his life, and only through a big blemish, he arouses, they start davening about something. That's why for Shammai, they do with him a big favor, and they cause him to do a big sin. A big favor, and only then, you shot it. But still now, he's just walking around, looking at all the women in the street, and he knows it's not okay, but he doesn't arouse himself to daven, to cry out, to scream. So what they do, they throw a person into the worst places. And they're like, I can't believe it. Me? I'm 10 years in tshuva already. How am I doing this sin? I daven hours and hours. Why? Because he's sleeping your life. Now you'll just start davening. Not to sleep. You have to be alive and be able to do. Screen to Hashem. Rabbeinu says, the person has to screen to Hashem. Kiilu be'em tzaya. Okay? The song of Aaron Ozel on that. Right? The song of Aaron Ozel. Chut Asara. Right? He's hanging like on nothing. And there's a big, huge wave, and he's almost drowning. How will a person scream in that situation? Why? He'll scream, oh, why? He'll scream, Hashem, oh, I can't, I'm falling. That's how a person has to scream to Hashem. So it's hard for us, so we also have to ask Hashem for that. Hashem, let me scream to you. Open my heart. Sometimes the person does have an arousal, sometimes not. Ask Hashem, open from Hashem.
Is that what is happening today with the three boys?
What's happening with those three boys?
They were kidnapped, so all of Am Israel is screaming to Hashem.
Exactly, definitely. We don't know anything. Listen, it's so weird. You know that these three boys. I have a cousin who went with the two of them in the yeshiva. There was a car 20 minutes before they were kidnapped. 15 minutes before, 10:05, car stopped at the entrance at the piada. A guy from the yeshiva. A Jew. And he asked the guy, where are you going? So the driver told him, I'm going to Masorat Yitzchak. He said, oh no, thank you. And the next car was the Arabs. It's all from Shammai. Dafka them, after these two boys, after that. Definitely the Rashgaha Patit and everything. But for sure, the Bashinda says that whenever someone has a star of him anything, he has the tshuva because of him. If you have star, you have something negative, yeah, you have the tshuva. And this is something that all Am Yisrael is connected. Anyone who went to the Kotel yesterday was able to see, all Am Yisrael was there. And all Am Yisrael cares for them. Most times he doesn't know what to do. Unfortunately, what do? You listen to the news, you go to the parents, you say, we're with you, also good. What to do is the tefillah. Tefillah, the davening. That's why there's a bus from the yeshiva. I don't know if there's any places left. They go to Hebron. And even if someone's not going to Hebron, since the whole yeshiva is davening, a person could take an hour today and daven on a few boys and on Am Yisrael in general.
So it's leaving at 5:30, what, downstairs?
Yes, downstairs at 5:30.
What time did
they get
there? 6:30?
We're around
6:37. Depending on traffic.
Traffic and on the black pages on the roads of the army now.
Which
from
the
Adam? Alonjou, it's right outside Alonjou.
Really? Some of the Gush?
In the middle of the Gush.
You know, which fire lane
there? No, not at some of the Gush. Huh? The old entrance. Closer to the Kalatzion, to Badai.
The Kikar over there.
Yeah, where there's the Kikar, right?
Yeah.
On the corner over there. Towards, they're going towards the Chemish.
Which, school they were from?
Where they what?
Where they were from?
They were from all over the country. They were from Telmon. Two places. Shemir Achem. Kol HaTorah Kula. The rule is that the Brit is the Yesod of the whole Torah. You know, in Kabbalah, right? We can't have any forms in our head of this thing that we're talking about in Shamayim. But they say that the right hand is the Chesed, left hand is Gvura, the middle is Tiferet, and the Brit, that organ, the Brit, is Yesod. Because that's the foundation of our Judaism, the foundation of the Torah. Without the Brit, there's nothing. It's the Yesod. It's the Yesod. Okay? You can blemish the Yesod. If you go to the building, how do you blow up a building? So go ask people who were in the army who blow up a building. Where do you put the Cholon Nefet? Around the Yesodot. Go to the main pillars, the Yesodot. You put the explosives over there. And you run. They also know how to do it in a way that it caves in, doesn't cave out. Kinds of things.
When the main pillars go, gravity just simply collapses.
Yeah, just everything just caves in. Not out. You learn how to do it. That's the Yesod. You can't blemish the Yesod. You blemish the Yesod, you're blemishing everything. That's why a person, there's two things, there's only one thing he has daven for, Tikkun HaBrit. And if he's sad, and he's not allowed to daven on Tikkun HaBrit, he has daven on Simcha. That's the whole battle. Because when you're happy, you daven on Tikkun HaBrit. You see that he's putting you into sadness, you see where you are and what's going on in your life, only thank you Hashem, it's beautiful where I am, I know you're taking care of me wherever I am. This is the place you want me to be. You love me also here. Only Tikkun. He's Chazak. Go back straight to Tikkun HaBrit. That's your job in the world. Because without the Yisrael, you have nothing.
So happiness is from a higher level than
the happiness is Tikkun HaBrit. Rabbeinu says that someone is happy, Hashem helps him guard the Brit. And someone who's sad, that is Gam HaBrit. So if he's sad, so what is davening on Tikkun HaBrit? It's an oxymoron. For the person has to be happy. If not happy, what can he have for? Once he's happy, goes back to Tikkun HaBrit. He has to be really happy. If he's not happy, don't even think about davening on Tikkun HaBrit. If he's not happy, you don't talk about that.
If he davenes on Tikkun HaBrit, will it make him happy?
Sometimes a person, he will see, I did that, and then he remembers what he did in the past, and all the goyot in his life, and all the I don't know what. And then he becomes sad. So that's, he has to stop right there and go to the happiness. Happy? Go back to davening and Hashem save me from all this thing. Clean my head. I have so many movies in my head. I used to watch the movies every week. Now I have all these things. Okay. You should be happy, don't see love. And this generation should be happy.
That's what that 30 minutes should be. Thinking of the show in happiness.
Happy. If it's not in happiness, so only in happiness. Daven on happiness. Those 30 minutes, daven on happiness. First thing is not happy, daven only on happiness. Once he's happy, you can daven on Tikkun HaBrit. That's the battle. Because lack of happiness is lack of emunah. The whole job of a person in the world is two things. Sur mera, faseh tov. Remove from the bad and do good. Remove from the bad is tikkun abrit, removing from all the negative. And aseh tov is believing in emunah. If you don't have the aseh tov, you can't do the sur mera. Once you have by aseh tov, you believe everything is good. Everything from Hashem, everything I went through in life was from Hashem, was supervised. And this only through what I went through can I grow. So then he's happy, and then he goes on diamonds. But if he's not in that place, he first has to thank Hashem and be happy in this place. Only then he gives diamond tikkun abrit. It's very important, this is what we're saying. It's very important. A person will work in the right way, he'll grow. And he works in the wrong way, he'll collapse through the Ibbulidut. He'll be upset, he'll be sad, and he'll fall completely from the Ibbulidut. It's very important. This thought.
So, first of all,
there's
three pillars. One
of them is happiness. What's the three pillars?
I mean, what?
Is like
personal holiness?
Simcha and
Tikkun
Abrit.
What
was the third one?
Right.
Oh, and
then
the
eyes.
The what?
The eyes.
Yeah. Ah, Tikkun Abrit. Same thing. Besides, someone who's happy and content in his life, it helps him guard his eyes because he doesn't need anything else. What are you looking? I'm happy I have my own wife, or if I don't have a wife yet, so I'm waiting for my wife to come. Why do I have to look at his wife? Or that woman, which I have nothing to do with. So, now we're going to stop here, and we're going to read from Shmuel Shapira. We found the book!